The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual host and their guests do not necessarily reflect those of Para-X, its affiliates, or its sponsors.
The Gathering. The supernatural world can be a dark, intimidating, and scary place. We gather to shine light on the mysterious and misunderstood aspects of the paranormal world. We bring to the table years of experience as mediums, healing channels, and paranormal investigators.
We share true stories from our experiences to dispel fear where we can and help you discover the amazing layers that make up the paranormal world. You are invited to gather around the metaphysical table with us and discuss the worlds of the unseen on The Gathering Radio Show.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to The Gathering Radio Show here on the Para-X Network. This is Heidi.
And this is Stephanie, and here we are on another Tuesday. We survived another week.
We did. One more week of winter is behind us.
Yes, it is. And what a week it was. I went to the St. Paul Winter Carnival and, you know, celebrated with the Vulcans and, you know, the whole nine yards, and it was fun. It was fun. But yeah, busy week. And I know you've had a super busy week, too.
Yeah, it's been, well, I mean, what week isn't busy? But there are some weeks that are just a little busier than others. But how beautiful was it on Sunday? Oh my goodness. What was it?
Yeah,
it was here. So that was nice.
Yes. And so Cindy and I and Katie were all out squatching, you know, in our research area.
Yep.
And we went so far, Heidi. It was hard walking because the snow was really... It was so melting that it was like slimy, but there was a lot of it out there. So when you're in the woods, there wasn't so much. And we followed the deer trails. So there was like almost like a paved way for us. But when you're on the ponds and the frozen, you know, it was like deep. It was like above my knee, you know. But it was good. It was fun. It was really fun to get over to those parts that we have never been to before. And we got to check on the new stuff, and I feel like, you know, there's kind of a little bit of something going on over there again, you know, underneath that structure. It's coming back. I don't know. So we're going to write the report up so we can keep track of all this stuff. But yeah, no, it was a beautiful day. We were out there for hours and hours, and fabulous day to be out there for sure.
Yeah, it was. It was gorgeous out. And, you know, I have to say, we've been pretty lucky this year so far. I mean, we've had some snow and stuff, but whatever, it's winter. But overall, temperature-wise, it really hasn't been that bad.
No, it hasn't. Well, and they're saying up north, you know, that it's they have a lot of snow, but it hasn't really gotten cold, you know. So they're even, you know, like Cindy was worried about even going on the ice when we were out there this weekend, because in a lot of places it's not strong, you know. Yes. I think it's strong enough to hold us. I mean, none of us weigh very much, you know what I mean? But we had to be careful, you know.
Yep.
We stayed within, you know, 10 feet of the shoreline at all times just to make sure, you know.
Yep.
So yeah, it's a weird winter this year. It's a very strange winter, and it was beautiful on Sunday and everything melted, and now everything is frozen in that same way that it was when it melted. Footprints,
yeah,
and tire tracks, and it's hard.
It is. But you know, let me tell you, I was outside with Mojo today, and it was what, like 15 degrees or something, you know, which feel, I mean, you think, oh, that's really cold, but standing out in the, because it was sunny, standing out in the sun, that sun felt warm. I mean, it was getting through. So I thought, okay, there's hope. We're coming around the corner.
So it
was good.
I know. So it's been fabulous. And yeah, just we need to, you know, now we need to rest for just a minute, though, because I have been so busy the last couple of weeks that I just really need to catch my breath. Can I just say, I'm just every night, it seems like there's something, working all day. The weekends are full. And, you know, we just need to breathe now, I think, for a few days.
You know what they say, Stephanie? No rest for the wicked.
I know, right? I feel like that's us for sure. I need to start planning, you know, like maybe this weekend I don't have a ton of stuff going on. So I think I need to block the whole calendar off and just say, no, we're not doing that. No, I'm not doing that. I'm just going to sit in front of the TV maybe for a few hours.
I don't think you're going to be able to do that. I just have a feeling. I'm just going to say, Stephanie.
I know. And, you know, so Casey's got me hooked on this. You know, I love Star Wars. And so there's this new Mandalorian series on the Disney Plus channel, which we got free from Verizon for a year or something. Oh, my God. And there's this new little character called The Child, and it's a baby Yoda, right? So it looks like Yoda, but a baby. And this whole series takes place after the first set of Star Wars, so the original first three, so after that, but before the latest. Okay. And this baby Yoda is the cutest. Oh, my God. Just adorable. But he's always in peril, right? You know, and so we're watching the show, and I'm like, what's going to happen to the baby? You know, and it's like a series. So there's like eight of these shows, and we just watched the last one this afternoon. And, oh, my God, yeah, we're at the edge of our seats. If they hurt one little hair on baby Yoda's head, we're going to burn the parks.
Oh, dear.
Casey's a member of one of these Facebook chats online, you know, for the baby Yodas, and that's what they're all saying, and I'm like, oh my God, you guys are just crazy. But it's really good. You should watch it if you ever have time.
If I have time, yeah, absolutely.
Interesting.
Right. And Dave in the chat room is like, don't say too much. Don't spoil
all
it for anybody.
He's always in peril, and you're always on the edge of your seats because you're worried about him. So you need to watch it if you're a Star Wars fan. That's all I'm saying.
I totally am. So that I will have to try and check that out.
Yeah.
And, you know, we talk about being too busy, and we've talked about this last month. You know, this is our first show for February, of course. And last month we talked a lot about self-care, right? And how to, you know, welcome in, you know, new, you know, what do you want to manifest for this year, and how to take care of yourself, and then how to be kind to others, you know, all this cool stuff. And, you know, here we are talking about running ourselves into the ground. It's like, you know, girls, practice what you preach, all right?
I know.
So you and I both have to take a lesson from our own podcasts.
We do. That's why I said this weekend I'm going to block out time on that calendar so that I can just go for a while, you know, because I need to do that. We both need to do that because it's, you know, like Karin said, it's difficult because there's just so much to be done all the time. And, you know, when I have two dogs, two cats, one older dog that needs constant care. And then, you know, my kitty is 20 and the ghost kitty, you know, who's always on our show, the gathering kitty. Yeah. And she's been sick in recent weeks, you know, so she's had a huge bladder infection. So I feel like I'm just running ragged taking care of the babies, you know, all the time. So, and then not to mention everything else. But yes, you're right. We need to take time to take a bath and lay in bed and read and, you know, whatever, just to relax. So,
yep, absolutely. You know, and one of the things that, and not that I don't think watching TV or anything is relaxing. I do think it can be relaxing, but there's a different kind of relaxing when you're not watching TV. You're doing something, like, you know, reading or something like that. And, you know, it's funny because, so one of the things that we're very busy with is moving. It's like crazy busy. And cause there's just a million things to do. Right. And, we can't get cable right now.
Oh,
Yeah. Cause this house wasn't wired for it.
Oh.
So it was never back when cable had to be run with the, what is it?
Yeah.
Coaxial, whatever. I don't even know the terminology. But they never opted to put it in this house. So they didn't do all the necessary construction or whatever. So there's no way to get cable through the standard channels. And so it's all has to do through Wi-Fi now, which is fine. You know, it's all good. But there's a couple of days now that there won't be because there's not, we don't have the equipment. And it's like, okay, here we go. How are we going to do this? And I'm just thinking, oh, good. I can read my books because I always have like four or five of them going.
Yep.
And then, you know, I get sidetracked and someone's watching a show and I'm walking through and I'm like, ooh, what's this? You know? And so I'm like, oh, okay, time for all the books. I'm so excited.
Yes.
Well, when
this
I'm not busy moving and painting and whatever, but this will be nice, you know, to take a break. And because again, you should take a break. Right?
I agree. So, and, you know, in the wintertime, there's nothing I like better than being in my bed, in my flannel sheets, with all my kitties around me and reading. You know, that's just a fabulous thing to do. So, yeah, I agree.
Absolutely.
But you're right. You get distracted. And then somebody, like Casey, will say, Mom, come and watch this for a minute. Well, then you end up sitting there for like an hour. And then it's time to go to sleep, right? You know, because you have to go to sleep to get up in the morning.
Yeah. But that is one of those things that has to happen.
I know. You just got to do that. Oh. Karen's saying, me too, Steph. See, the best thing in the world is just being in bed sometimes, you know. Yeah. I'm just saying. You know, and so, okay, I just got to put this out there. For the last couple of days, I felt really on edge. And I know, like we said, we've been busy and not enough self-care and all this stuff. But I just feel like there's something floating in the air. And then Kristen, you know, our third co-host, wrote on Facebook today, and maybe you've heard, seen this and felt this too, Heidi, but she's just talking about, you know, if it's rough right now, you're not alone. She has it on good faith from her fellow peeps that emotions are running high and there's a lot of planetary muckery afoot. So, you know, let folks know how you're doing, reach out, get support, know that you're not alone. Shit's tough right now. You know, and I agree. I can feel it. You can feel it. There's something going on, you know, and it's just like, it just makes me just a little crazy. You know, I mean, my world is good. I'm just too busy, but you know, but there's, yeah. I can feel that there's like agitation around or something. Have you felt that too?
You know, it's been hard because I've been so like consumed with all the stuff going on, but you know, I have to say that clients, I would say, yeah, that probably fits with how they're calling out to me and saying, hey, I need to come in. There's a sense of urgency there right now that I don't normally get. I mean, it's not that there isn't a sense of urgency off and on with certain people with whatever they're going through.
Yeah.
But yeah, it seems like the majority of the people contacting me for appointments are, they have this sense of urgency that they need to get in sooner rather than later. So that would make sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I was glad to have that validated, actually, because I was like, am I being crazy? What's going on here? You know, because I mean, I feel okay, but something's happening that's running amok that's making me feel a little bit crazy. So that's good. But so subject for tonight. So last weekend we had, it was in bulk.
Yeah. Right?
And it still really weekend. Is. I mean, you can still celebrate it right now, right?
That's absolutely.
Only the 4th. Yeah.
Yep. Yep. Absolutely. You know, it was, you know, February 1st, February 2nd, you know, somewhere in there is, we'll call it the official date of celebration, but really it's a time, you know, and I will first claim I'm not an expert on this subject, like in bulk officially.
Yeah.
But, yeah, the season, you know, this festival of in bulk is, it's, you know, worldwide. It's not just one, you know, lineage or, you know, heritage. You know, lots of different groups of people celebrate this. They just maybe call it something different. Mm-hmm. But the idea is in between the solstice and the equinoxes, there is a festival halfway between. And so we're in between Yule and the spring equinox, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so here we are. We land in February 1st, 2nd-ish, and that's what is called in bulk. And there's other, call, you know, they call it other, oh gosh, I don't even know all the other names, but I know that, in the, I guess the Christian form is the Festival of St. Bridget, is that correct?
Yeah, and Candlemas or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And Groundhog's Day. It's all the same. It's all the same.
Groundhog's Day, yes, exactly. So there's all sorts of traditions and celebrations, and it really is the welcoming of the warmth back into, you know, into Earth, into this Earth energy, and, you know, that winter is losing its grip on this time of year, this season.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what it is. And it's like a quarter day, right? So every season there's these. So they're in between the solstice and the equinox are these quarter days. This is one. Samhain is the other one, which is really Halloween.
Yeah.
You know, and they go all the way along. And this one is the welcoming back of the sun, because if you look at it astronomically, the sun is getting pretty close to that equator now, right? So it's halfway in between the furthest point south and the equator. And by the equinox now, 6 weeks from now, it will be on the equator and it will be half. Everything will be equal again. And then it'll start going up, right? So It's fun. So we're welcoming back the light, essentially. It's finally coming back to the north. Days are getting longer. It's fabulous.
It is fabulous. It is lovely. And, you know, in the southern hemisphere, they're going in the opposite direction. You know, they're leaving their warmest time and their lightest time, and then they'll be moving into their darker months. You know, so this is transitioning differently on the other half. But, yeah, so, and then Sherry in the chat room says, how does global warming mix with in bulk? Well, isn't that a funny little conundrum there? It's, I guess, one is and is not the other. Like, I look at that and I say, okay, well, global warming is its own little bag of tricks. And in bulk is still, it's the energy of the celebration. You know, and my understanding of the festival is it's around animals starting to mate and breed.
Yes.
And that's a January, February, you know, depends on the animals, I suppose. But that, I don't know how much would it change with global warming? I don't know. Is that something that they, is it an instinctual thing based on temperature? I don't know. Or well, is it season or is it instinct? Like, I guess I wouldn't know
think
that.
It's, well, I think it's season, right? And global warming is something that's just an occurring thing that's happening all over the world. And I don't think it's not going to mess with the astronomical reason for in bulk, for example, which is the sun is on the return point to us. And down south, it's like Samhain for them, right? Because it's on the way down. So that's not going to change. So I don't think global warming is going to change it. Global warming is, I was just reading an article today about Greenland and how, you know, the ice sheet is melting. And boy, once that ice sheet is melted, New York City is going to be underwater. You know, I mean, something's got to happen. But that's a whole other subject. But I don't think it should be the difference, because it's all based on astronomy. And, you know, in bulk itself, the word means something, is a Celtic word that means something like in the belly, which means the lambing season, right? Because the lambs are typically pregnant now. So that's what it all means.
And Mike in the chat room is saying, what's in bulk? Well, it's, we mentioned a few minutes ago that it's just the halfway point between Yule and spring equinox, where we are, you know, it's a welcoming in of the warm energy, warm weather again into you know, as winter is shifting and gearing down, I guess. So, you know, definitely not the official term or description, I would assume. But, yeah, so that's kind of what we're all about right now this week. And it was interesting because in this move, I, you know, because you're calling in new energy, right? You're welcoming it in. And one of the older traditions is, you know, to burn a fire all night. And it's this isn't like a Samhain bonfire where you gather as a community and burn the fires to ward off the evil spirits or whatever. This is more of staying home. You're still in, it's still a, you know, dark time. It's still dark energy, but you're burning that candle or you're burning that fire all night to kind of call in that warm energy back into the earth. And, I totally just lost my train of thought, but, oh, I know.
You were in the mood.
I'm tired. I'm totally tired. So, so I was looking at closing and I thought, well, how cool would it be to call in new energy in a new home? And so planning it around the in bulk festival of this closing so that it could be, you know, a time of renewal, a time of calling in new energy. In the physical space as well. And so that worked out really well. It was intentional and just so happened that it could line up that way. So you can't close on a weekend, but you can sure close that Monday. So that's
right.
And so then first thing you do, go to the house and do an in bulk festival, basically a celebration or, well, we did like a mini ritual. Celebration. But it's a call in new energy and welcome in the light. Because how cool is that in a new space?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And I just, and welcoming back the sun, right? And so did you turn on the lights? You turned on all the lights in the house, right?
Yep.
With some candles.
Yep.
The whole nine yards.
Yep. Burned a little Palo Santo too, and also did some drumming.
Yes. We both very cool. Mm-hmm. Very cool.
And very the house cool. loved the drumming. I will mm-hmm. just tell you, the house loved a drumming. You could feel the energy in the house like swell up. Like, you know how when you the first time you have something that just moves you in a way that you're like, wow, that's so cool. You mm-hmm. could feel the house do that. You mm-hmm. could feel the house swell up like, wow, what was that?
What is going on here?
Yeah. So that was really fun. And we just like had a really good time in the house and just saying, hey, we're here to bring light, energy. You bring light, you bring energy. Mother Earth, you bring light, you bring energy. How, let's do this. Mm-hmm. Let's just get this mm-hmm. amazing energy flowing and this new beginning. So, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. yeah. It was
very cool.
It's very fun.
Yeah. Really. It sounds like it. Sounds fabulous. And so, you know, it's so Groundhog Day is really the same thing, right? And I'm not really sure who came up. Do you know who came up with the idea of forcing a groundhog out of his den to make him look for the shadow to find out if there's going to be spring or winter mm-hmm. for more time? I mean, that's just the craziest thing ever, isn't it, really, when we think about it?
Yeah, I think that's, well, I think it, and I don't know who came up with it. I will never say I know who came up with it. But here's an interesting connection to Imbolc. So they had, maybe they just switch characters and call it Groundhog. But there's, mm-hmm. and I'm going to butcher the name, is Caelich? Caelich? Is that how you pronounce it? It's a creature from Irish folklore, and this creature was would spend the day of Imbolc collecting firewood for herself if winter was going to last longer, and so she would obviously need a bright and dry day to collect her wood. So if Imbolc was wet, windy, cloudy, that meant she had gone to sleep and winter would soon be over. So she wasn't around collecting mm-hmm. wood because it wasn't a good day for it. That means spring is coming early.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, sound like the groundhog? Yeah, I
sure.
think so.
Absolutely.
So this is an old tradition, old Celtic, you know, legend mm-hmm. or folklore. So anyway, so it's the same thing. I don't know how it shifted into groundhog. That maybe someone in the chat room knows.
Almost wonder if it's not something Native American, and I don't know the story on that. It seems like I've read something about that somewhere, somehow. Not that I think that the Native, but I think there was something about the Native American and the whole Groundhog Day thing. Oh, okay. Look at, there we go. Karin is saying it took place on February 2nd in 1887 in Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Was the brainchild of a local newspaper editor, Clymer Frace, who sold a group of businessmen and groundhog hunters known collectively as the, I don't know how to say that word,
Punxsutawney.
Groundhog Club. So they came. But there is something to do with the groundhog and Native rooted in Native American,
because maybe this guy from the paper took it from something else.
That's
he
what
made
I was
it
thinking.
Into something that he could write in his mm-hmm. paper mm-hmm. to. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
exactly. And a lot of these festivals, like even our winter carnival here in Minnesota, is that same thing, right? So our St. Paul Winter Carnival is all about. It starts out all about King Boreas. He's the king of winter and the north winds, and, you know, he's got his guard. And then here comes the Balkans, and they're summer, and they're the warmth. And, you know, on the last night of the festival, on the big parade, then the Balkans overtake King Boreas on the steps of the library, right? And they overtake mm-hmm. his whole royal guard, and then it's the Balkans, you know, and then it's summer, supposedly. So it's all the same idea, right? Only under different names.
Yeah, different way of telling the story. Mm-hmm. And Karin in the chat room is saying, Groundhog Day has its roots in the ancient Christian tradition of Candlemas, when clergy would bless and distribute candles needed for winter. The candles represented how long and cold the winter would be. Germans expanded on this concept by selecting an animal, the hedgehog, as a means of predicting weather. How does a hedgehog predict weather as well? I don't know that. That would be interesting to find out as well. I mean, animals know what weather is coming anyway, but how do you know what they're thinking? Do you sit and watch them, or do you pull them out of a box like they do in
Pennsylvania?
Right. pull them out of a tree stump or whatever they're doing.
I know, and I I always think of that poor groundhog being pulled out of his, you know, warm little bed. I hope he has a
good life in around this little show. I hope he has a good home and good life.
I do too. But and like a lot of other Christian holidays, you know, this was based. It was trying to suppress the pagan holiday of in bulk, right? And so then they made it around a Christian Saint Bridget, and you know, the whole nine yards. So yeah. The same thing over and over again.
And she had a lot of the similar energies, you know, with the fertility and things like that, that are around in bulk. And one of the other things that I'm somewhat aware of is, you know, the celebration of getting through the really hard times, you know, through the winter months, you know, in climates that have true winter, it's really hard. I mean, it's still hard now, but it's not nearly as hard as it used to be, where it was life and death sometimes, you know, if you don't have enough wood to keep warm, if you don't have enough food in store, you know, in your preserved or whatever to get through the winter, if you can't find animals to hunt, you know, you don't have enough wood for heat. I mean, all of those things could be life changing, so, or life ending. So, you know, here's this celebration saying, oh my gosh, we're halfway, you know, to the spring equinox, we have something to celebrate here.
Yes. And
I don't think anyone would turn down a reason to have a good old time. So
no, it's always good, you know, and just the fact that, wow, it's actually almost late now till like 5:30 in the afternoon. Isn't it just amazing?
Feels good.
It does feel good for sure. Yeah, just crazy. Everybody's just talking about somebody dropped Puxawani Phil, the groundhog, one year, and somebody's asking, was that when he bit his ear?
What
craziness going on here in the chat?
Well, I don't know. If I was getting ripped out of my slumber to check the weather for everybody, all these able-bodied humans, I might fight someone too.
I would too. Absolutely. Oh my. But yeah, so, you know, and you can still celebrate it. So if you miss celebrating it last weekend, hey, let's do it this week. Or, you know, and after the break, we'll talk about some things you can do your own self to do this.
Yep.
Because we're still celebrating the return of the sun and the celebration of warmth and more light during the day and all that. And you can do that anytime, actually. Should we just go to commercial break since it's like 2 minutes till? Should we do that?
All right. Then we can talk about different ways to celebrate.
Yeah, so stay tuned, everyone. This is The Gathering Radio Show on the Para-X Radio Network, and we will be back in two.
Whether you're listening at home, at work, or anywhere, thanks for making Para-X part of your day. Your source for everything paranormal, Para-X.
It is the secret of the world that all things subsist and do not die, but only retire a little from sight and afterwards return again. Nothing is dead. People find themselves dead and endure the mock funerals and mournful obituaries. And there they stand, looking out the window, sound and well, in some new and strange disguise. This secret must be told to the world, and they must tell it. Because they're not dead. We know this, and we'll prove it. So join Mike and Dave every Monday night at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central for the Odyssey Files. Only on Para-X.
Oh! Hey, Heidi. What are you listening to? Heidi! Oh, hey, Steph.
Hey!
What has your attention? Oh, I'm listening to Para-X, the calling radio show. Have you ever heard of it?
No, I haven't. What's it all about?
Well, it's hosted by three guys, Jerry, Alan, and Will, and they talk about paranormal investigations, UFOs, cryptozoology, psychic phenomenon, all sorts of stuff.
Oh, well, it's kind of like The Gathering, but on Wednesday, right?
Yep, you got it.
The Calling Radio Show every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time only on Para-X.
Welcome back to The Gathering here on the ParaX Network, and we're talking about Imbolc tonight, and we have talked about all sorts of things that we've been involved in this week mm-hmm. to celebrate, and we can talk a little bit more about what you can do as well to celebrate the holiday.
Yeah, because there's a lot of different ways you can do it. You know, you don't, simple ways can be just, you know, how about cleaning your house?
That is one of the options if you are mm-hmm. a glutton for punishment. that's not a way I celebrate. I mean, I like to do a little housekeeping. And let me tell you, I'm all about, you know, Marie Kondo and her KonMari method of, you know, everything. I love her. You know, she's like a fairy of house clearing mm-hmm. and housekeeping, like your stuff. Mm-hmm. I love her. And she is a little like a fairy. She looks so cute. But I don't look at house cleaning, like a spring, spring cleaning,
yeah.
as having fun.
No.
Saying.
Oh, absolutely not.
I'll do it because I got to do it. It's not my jam.
It does feel good after you get it clean, though. You know, and that's
totally.
A good thing. And you know, if you can purge stuff along the way, you know, like get rid of stuff, take some stuff to the charities, and you know, throw some stuff away, and whatever you do, you know, just put it on let go, just get rid of stuff, you feel really good. Then you have more space to get more stuff, right?
yeah, I suppose that might defeat the purpose of doing it, or maybe
it's
an excuse to go get more stuff, who knows.
I know, but yeah, I think most of us have too much stuff, and me for sure. I've been you know, getting rid of stuff slowly and surely, but yeah, I have a lot more, especially in my basement, to take care of. So
some other ways that you can celebrate besides cleaning your house, because mm-hmm. that to me, again, it's not a celebration. One of the things you can do is, I know we talked about Bridget, and I know that there's a different way to pronounce her name, and we're not saying it correctly mm-hmm. as well, but this will work. But I know some people make a straw doll mm-hmm. or a doll out of lavender in honor of her. Mm-hmm. So they'll make a little lavender Bridget doll or a straw doll mm-hmm. And place it next to the fireplace to attract good fortune and abundance, mm-hmm. you know, or put it near the hearth. Not too close. You don't want to start on fire, but
right.
You can set it somewhere that you would like to call in fertility, abundance, good things for mm-hmm. the coming season. So mm-hmm. you could do that
mm-hmm.
option.
Mm-hmm. You could do that. You know, one of the things they talk about is lighting candles, of course, to welcome yep. the sun back. In the wintertime, I always have my candles going anyway. So that's, you know, nothing new here. I don't really light them a lot in the summer, but in the spring, in the wintertime, always, the minute I get home, the candles are lit. Just because it makes it feel cozy and warm and smells good, you know, in the whole nine yards. So you can do that.
Yeah, absolutely. And that can be an alternative if you don't have a fireplace or a working fireplace. Mm-hmm. You know, you can light candles. And I even think they do one in each window, you know, mm-hmm. so that it's calling out to the sun, you mm-hmm. know, welcoming it back in or guiding it mm-hmm. back in. So now be safe. We're not saying go out and light every candle in your house. But, you know, that's a tradition anyway.
Yeah.
So lighting candles, or you can just light one, you know.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's a good way to call in some energy for the spring. You can also, they talk about, and now this depends on where you are. So Mike Arizona, mm-hmm. I would assume that it's warm enough, although in the chat room he was saying that it got down to, what, 36 degrees, did he say?
Yeah.
Looking in between some websites here. And it got down to 36 degrees in Arizona, so they had a two-hour delay for schools starting. I'm like, really? I mean, but they're not used to it, so I shouldn't knock it. But, you know, we laugh because 36 degrees and we're taking our winter coats off. We're like, woo-hoo,
yeah.
So, it's all relative. But, so one of the things you can do, if it's warm enough, you could go to a river or a stream
mm-hmm.
or even the well. You know, back in the days where there was a town well, you could go to the well and have a purification ceremony, you know, splash some water over you, or maybe just wash your hands, you know, and just run some water over your hands to have this purification ceremony for the new season. Now here, I won't do that because I would have hypothermia. I'd have frostbite or something if I got my hands wet right now outside. So you could do it inside. You could have like a cleansing bath or a ritual bath.
Yeah.
You could do that. That would be a good way to bring some intention into this festival, this season.
Might be fun, too, if you have an outdoor fire pit or something and you want to light a fire and just, you know, that's always a good thing. Just saying, you know, be outside. You know, last weekend would have been perfect for that, actually. You know, and there were lots of fires in St. Paul, that's for sure. I didn't light my fire pit, but yeah, good idea to do that. Do that this weekend, you know?
Yep, absolutely. Karen in the chat room is saying it can be fun if you redecorate.
Yeah.
There's an idea. Absolutely. Do a little, just maybe shifting around. You don't even have to like redecorate in the way that it sounds really big and expensive. It could just be rearranging some of the items in your home, you know, just to freshen it up, change the energy flow.
Yes.
You know, have you ever noticed that when you move stuff around in your house, it changes the flow of energy and it feels different?
It does. It does, for sure. For sure. And you can cleanse your house, you know, get that sage going or your Palo Santo wood and go around and go to every room and clear out the old energy and bring in the new stuff, you know, open a few windows. That always makes everybody feel really good, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And to do a clear, now that's the kind of clearing that I can handle. I mean, I don't have a lot of stuff to get rid of though. So I guess that's why it's just lame. I don't like doing it, but clearing the energy. Sure. I can get on board with that. There's also, because of the time of year where we're really talking about fertility, especially here in Minnesota, we can't plant gardens yet. It's just impossible. I mean, there's still snow in the ground. The ground is frozen. The earth is frozen. But you can plant seeds inside.
Yes.
So you can do your little starter kit, your starter garden, and get your plants going inside first. And that's a great way to call in energy for this spring season. You're directly connecting with the energy of Imbolc and welcoming in warm, fertile energy by literally planting seeds.
Absolutely.
So can't do it
outside. You know, I would think the other thing is if you don't want to plant seeds, well, maybe this is a good time to repot those plants that really need to be repotted. I'm just thinking about mine because, a lot of them really need to be repotted right now. Wouldn't that feel good to get that dirt underneath your fingernails and stuff?
Not under my fingernails.
I always think it just, you know, my dad was a farmer and, you know, it's in me too. And I just love to get my hands in the dirt, you know. But that's good. That's energy, same thing. You know, you're helping out energies, plants, whatever. So if you don't want to plant things to plant outside, you know, and you have indoor plants, maybe now's the time to repot them.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
Mike is saying, get the fish house off the lake. Well, yeah, you want to do that eventually. Depends on where you are.
Yeah.
If you're here, you're probably still okay. But somewhere else that's maybe a little warmer, you might be in trouble.
I did notice, even close to me, like Lake Johanna, had several fish houses out there, which I thought was strange because I'd never seen them on Lake Johanna before. You know, there's a lot of them in different spots around, but Lake Johanna had like a little community out there when I was there last week. So
it's a pop-up town.
Yes, exactly. Like Mille Lacs is like a big city almost out there. You know, nice. Karen is saying a nice hot foot soak in lavender Epsom salts. Ooh, doesn't that sound nice?
Does. There you go. And that kind of carries in with that water energy again. You also have some herbs and some natural elements there. So that's really lovely with the fragrance. And then the salt is also good for the cleansing.
Yes.
And, you know, clear energy. So that's good idea. Love it. Love it. What else do you know, anyone that has any other options or ideas on how you would welcome in Imbolc, you can share in our chat room. And Sherry's saying, I have lavender, lemon candles and incense. Lavender, lemon? Is that
Lavender and lemon, probably. I think I've seen those
separate
two.
Or together. Is it separate or
maybe
together?
I think I've seen like lemon and lavender. I think I have seen that, but that sounds delicious, doesn't it? Actually, you know, I mean, a nice little
anything with lemon's probably good because lemon's one of my faves. So yeah. She said it's together. It is together.
Yeah. Oh. I have seen that. Yeah,
well, that's interesting.
I'll
try and find it because it sounds kind of good. I'm thinking like food now, and I shouldn't, but it also sounds like a nice idea for a candle. I'll say that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure.
So another idea that you can do is, now this you have to maybe consult a professional with this, but try a love spell, as they are stronger this time of year.
Oh.
You know, with the fertility and the mating and, you know, all of that. Karen earlier in the chat room had said that she hears the coyotes going nuts.
Yes.
And they are going nuts now because of the time of year. They're mating, looking for their one.
Mm-hmm.
And they're really, some of the males are kind of aggressive. There's been some articles here, at least in Minnesota, about watch out for coyotes. They're just kind of territorial right now as they're mm-hmm. looking to mate. So they said watch out, especially if the little animals around. Doing a love spell. Now, that would be something we'd probably want to consult Kristen about. Because south. I mean, people, if you don't know what you're doing, you don't know what could happen. So be careful with that one.
Yeah.
But the energy for the time of year, I mean, it's good for that. So something to think about anyway.
That would be. We have to have, we're going to try to get Kristen on this month for our anniversary deal, because we've been on the air for 5 years now, which I did mention last week. So I will get a hold of her in the next few days here. I just have been, like I said, crazy busy. Ask her.
I was looking online here because I was looking up another. They have this altar that you can create for Imbolc, and they were talking about having white, silver, and green to represent new life, and orange and red for fire. So having different, you know, elements into this altar to welcome this energy. Get this. So this happened on Sunday the 2nd. So here they we did this walkthrough, right, of the house, and we stopped to get something to eat afterwards, and we're getting out of the car, and I just assumed it was geese because it sounded kind of like geese. And I looked up because there was a lot of them. I mean, it was really loud. And I looked up, and flying really, really low, right above the car, was about 25 swans.
Oh, yeah. Up in there.
I was like, you've got to be kidding me. And they were really low. There were actually about three groups of them. One was a big group, then there was a smaller group, and then there was a group of three, but they were all in close proximity to each other, and they were honking up a storm. They were making all sorts of ruckus, and they were huge. I mean, they were flying pretty low, so they must have either just taken off. They looked like they were going up, so I don't think they were landing, but I thought, oh my gosh, how cool is this? What a neat kind of just this energy of Imbolc. You know, it's this new beginning with the house and this energy of the season. And then here comes this. I looked it up. It's a wedge of swans.
Mm-hmm.
It's not you can call it a flock, but they also said it's a wedge of swans. And this wedge of 25 or so flies over. And I thought, well, that has got to be a sign. That's like, what a cool, like, hello Imbolc, right? So, of course, we're looking at it just shocked. And, of course, when you're shocked, this is our downfall of squatching, is you're shocked and you don't take a picture. Because you're just standing there like, oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I didn't get a picture. Mm-hmm. But super cool. And I thought, oh, my God, this is right on, like, Imbolc. So I figured it was a sign from Spirit.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I love it.
It was very cool.
I love it. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, I like that idea. And you know, there's just, you know, like I was reading something. Jerry's talking about all the swans in the field next door. Yeah, there's a lot of them up near Monticello because the river up there is warm from the power plant. So that's where they stay there all winter long.
They do. Yep.
Mm-hmm. And then they eat in the fields. North. Yep. Karin's still on the maybe a general spell to attract love, but not a specific person.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you don't want to attract. You can't. No. Well, it's really not right to do a spell against someone's free will.
No.
Can't you do just, that. And it doesn't work very well anyway. And it's just not fair. So absolutely, a general spell to attract love. Here's where I was still saying, like, be careful. Because to attract love, you really have to be careful of how you, like, word it. Because, you know, if you're like, I want someone to fall madly in love with me, I'm going to make a spell that they just can't live without me. I mean, you could end up with a stalker, right?
Yes,
and
absolutely.
That's, well, I don't want a stalker. It's like, well, you said you want someone to fall madly in love with you. And
no.
So anyway... It's like, well,
Nada, be careful. There's that saying, be careful what you wish for, you know?
Yeah.
We don't want to do that for sure. Oh, my. Yeah, so be careful.
Said, or to attract a dog. Yeah, a rescue dog that will love you forever and ever.
Yes. That's awesome.
That sounds good.
Yeah, I like that. I like that.
That would be a good.
Karin had a picture of Buddy on her Facebook page today. I love Buddy. Buddy is such a sweet boy. So it was fun to see him. Yes. And then, so one of the other things I was reading was like, you know, whether you go big or small into these activities, you should always keep some points in mind. Like, you know, let go, be open to the new refreshing and invigorating energies that come with this time of year. Show yourself some love and allow yourself some time to lift those spirits, set those new intentions, and manifest your best. And isn't that the truth? Mm-hmm. And then, of course, last, if not least, you should let yourself be filled with joy and happiness. The warmth and light are just around the bend. And isn't that? Yes. So
that's,
I guess
that's hope right there. It's just about hope.
Mm-hmm. It's all about hope. So,
So I found something interesting too about food, like food and recipes to help celebrate the holiday as well. So different kinds of food, of course, in bulk, celebrating around milk, cheese, especially from sheep, you know, because this is, you know, as they're they're giving birth and all these different things. So, the theme is fertility. So some of the foods that are associated with that, or the season, peppers, onions, leeks, shallots, and eggs, of course, eggs. And then herbs, rosemary, frankincense, myrrh, cinnamon, and ginger. Not that you're going to necessarily eat all that, but there are things that you can use in your home or in your cooking, depending on, you know, what it is. Yeah. But some of the foods that you could eat or make or both to help celebrate in bulk, bread or biscuits in the shape of sheep. How would you make a sheep-shaped biscuit? For crying out loud. Okay, anyway, I'm just reading what I got here.
Yeah.
Or the St. Bridget cross. Mm-hmm. You can make a biscuit that looks like that, which, again, I don't... Go for it. Good luck. Send me a picture. I'm not doing it. Yeah. Savory biscuits flavored with rosemary or sheep cheese. Well, that sounds kind of...
Yeah.
Mm. I would eat that. Milk and honey rice pudding.
Oh, that sounds good. Really? That sounds good. Oh, sounds really good.
An omelet with fresh spring herbs. Delicious.
That sounds good.
Mm-hmm. Homemade scones to eat with fresh butter or cream.
Okay. Now Mike is saying, Heidi, you're making us hungry. Yes, I'm salivating over here thinking about all this stuff.
I know.
Especially those scones with lots of butter. That sounds really good to me, you know. But what were you talking about? The milk and the honey and the what was it?
It was milk and honey rice pudding.
Oh, yeah, yeah, rice pudding. Oh, God, rice pudding is so wonderful anyway, right? Oh, and with honey. Oh.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Roasted root vegetables.
Oh, I love roasted root vegetables.
I have been making like crazy this time of year because there are just so many of the different kinds. And it's so easy to get them right now. So that's always good. You can make homemade potato soup.
Yeah.
And then... Rowan berries made into jelly, sauce, or wine. I don't know that I've ever had that.
I don't know. I've never heard of that before. Rowan, I don't even know what a rowan is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Interesting.
Maybe it's a winter fruit. I don't know. Maybe someone knows about that.
Maybe it's something from over in Europe or something, because that doesn't, I've never heard of a rowan berry before. But
yeah. I haven't. But there it is. So yeah. Some ways to celebrate with food, because food is always a great connector. You can invite people over to your fresh scones and clotted cream.
Oh,
and a nice rice pudding.
That sounds good. And a good cup of coffee with really fresh cream to go in it.
There you go.
I love
it. If you guys weren't hungry before, you might be
hungry now. Oh, yeah. So lots of ideas, people. But I think, you know, in the end, just remember that hope is the thing, and be good to yourself, be kind to yourself.
Yeah.
And, which is kind of what our theme has been for the last month. You know, let's be kind to ourselves and, you know, just make it a better world for others as well.
Yeah. Yep. The change happens with each one of us. So we can do things to make it a better place just through our behaviors, our actions, our words. And that is a good thing.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I know Mike was saying that too in the chat room. He said, offer an act of kindness to a stranger.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Do it. Makes you feel good too, you know? So yeah, I think, yeah, we need kinder, gentler, because I think our world is really up in an upheaval right now. Even beyond what I said at the beginning of the show about feeling all this crazy energy, the world is in a kind of a bad place right now. So the more kinder people are to everyone, it'll be a better place.
Yes. And Karen in the chat room is saying she is making rice pudding tomorrow.
Ooh.
Is that because we were talking about it, or mm-hmm. were you already going to do it? I'm just curious. So it'll be...
That sounds so good. I might have to do that too one of these days. Yeah.
And then Mike is going to make sheep-shaped biscuits.
Good luck with that. Take a picture and send it to us. Would you post it to our Facebook page so we can have a look?
He's just hungry. Who makes sheep-shaped biscuits? Like, you have to be some kind of magician.
Well, you would have to have, like, a cookie cutter, right, of a sheep, I would imagine, and then roll out the biscuit dough and then cut it, I guess. I don't know.
How do you know it isn't a dog, a horse? I mean, I can't imagine a biscuit is going to keep a shape like that you're going to be able to tell it's that and not a blob.
Yeah, I don't know, but it's a good idea.
I think it's a cute idea. I think it's
for a master baker, not for us probably, but for a master baker might be able to pull it off.
Probably not me. I don't think I'm going to be able to
dog biscuits. Yeah. Dog biscuits. You could make dog biscuits. Mm-hmm. I used to make dog biscuits for my dogs all the time. Dave says we choose to make the world a better place by tuning into the gathering rather than the orange. The orange.
What is
that's
that?
Getting past me. I'm not sure what that is.
I lost it.
I know.
But tuning into the gathering, good.
Absolutely.
I think that does make the world a better place.
Absolutely.
Good.
Absolutely.
Karen's going to try and make scones. She hasn't done it before. She's going to try it. And I love making scones, and they're so yummy. And you can do, like, so many good things in them. You can make them whatever you want.
Yes.
So.
Yeah. And put lots of butter in there.
Yeah.
My sister got a dish towel for decoration that says, you can never have too much butter. And isn't that the Minnesota way? Yes, that's right. They can never have too much butter.
For sure you.
For sure me. I know I put butter on everything. Absolutely. So.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's, we're all about the food now. I guess I'm glad I found that, because it's getting everybody talking. And maybe you're going to try making something that you haven't made before.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Which.
Take a picture. Post it to our page so we can look. Yeah. Rice pudding sounds super good to me. I'm going to have to make that now. You know, I'm going to have to find my grandma's recipe, but maybe substitute the brown sugar or something with that honey, because that sounds just absolutely delicious. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. I think we got everybody. There's going to be a run on all the ingredients to make that tomorrow.
For rice pudding. Right. And, you know, the other thing is those gathering over Curse of Oak Island. I don't know, Mike. You know, I really like the Curse of Oak Island, but
they can record that one.
I
the Curse of Oak Island and tune into the gathering on the Para X Network.
Absolutely. Someday I would love to have one of those guys on our radio show from that show, because I think it would be so fun to talk to him. Any one of them. It doesn't matter which one. There's a whole stable of them. You know, it'd just be fun to have one. There's I am a huge tuner inner of that show, though. I always watch it a day or two after our show because I have to catch up. But yeah, they're going to find it for sure. I think it's in the swamp, can I just say?
I think it's wherever they're looking, because they always have a good reason why they're looking there. And I'm like, oh yeah, dig there, you're going to find it. And then they don't, and they move on to something else. And it's like, oh yeah, dig there. I mean, anywhere they dig, I'm like, yeah, it's totally there.
But you know, so that swamp, but that whole swamp, you know, if you look at it, that swamp really does look like an area between two islands that they filled in, you know, and they talk about there could be a old, you know, a Spanish galleon that they just sunk there with the treasure in it. I mean, come on. And now they're finding stuff in there this year, you know, so. Yeah.
No, I know they're going to find something. Absolutely. I just don't know where, because
they need to invite the girls of the gathering up there this weekend, or I mean this summer, so that
this
we
weekend, can go up there this weekend. Weekend.
I meant this summer. So we can go up there and, you know, just kind of feel things out and, you know, see what we can move. The woo factor.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my gosh. Anyhow.
It'd be awesome. And I'm guessing there's about a million other people that want to do this as well. So we're probably not first in line, but that'd be cool. So yeah, we'll just put that out there. We'll try and manifest it and see what happens.
Yes, absolutely. And manifest one of them coming on our show. Cause then of course they would like us so much that they would extend that that invitation for us to come out.
Well, obviously, for sure. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. All right. Well, you know what? We only have a couple of minutes left. So this was a fun show again. This time went by so fast. It's always good to talk about things we can do to make our lives better and other people's lives better, and how we can celebrate the seasons and, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Yes, absolutely. And this was another fun way to just talk about something that maybe you don't know about, you know, you're not familiar with. So we hope we could bring that a little insight and enlightenment into your worlds, and maybe a little bit of milk and honey pudding cravings.
Yes. Rice pudding. Rice pudding, baby. I'm going to make some this week for sure. All right. Well,
harnessing love, light, and food. Yes, there it is.
Love, light, and food. Yeah, I'm hungry now. I need to go back get something delicious and fattening, you know, before we go to bed. Yeah.
So, well, thank you, everybody who tuned in tonight to our fun little show on Imbolc and the midpoint of the winter and spring festivals. And we hope that you have, you know, just kind of enjoyed our theme that we've been running with so far this year, and all about, you know, taking care of yourself and being kind.
Absolutely, absolutely. And don't forget to join our sibling show tomorrow night, The Calling, at 8 o'clock Eastern time. I'm not sure what they're talking about tomorrow, but, you know, they're always talking about something fun too. So,
yes.
Coffee cake muffins for dinner, absolutely.
Nice.
You know what Jack the Baker says? Eat dessert first, because life is uncertain.
There you go. Good words. Good words to live by.
Thanks for listening. Thanks to the troops. If there's anyone, any of you listening, thank you, and be safe.
Yes. And thank you to ParaX again for hosting us. Everybody tuning in, listening and or in the chat room, thank you so much for being with us tonight and gathering around the metaphysical table with us. Yes. Sarge, thanks for being the best producer on the planet. We totally appreciate you. And we will be back next week.
Yes.
So stay tuned.
Make it a good one, everyone. Thank you.
Thanks, everyone. Have a great evening.
Night.